Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
My sex partner and I have a really good sexual chemistry together, but we're complete opposites when we're not having sex. Is intensely passionate sex a sign of a healthy relationship or just a strong libido?
You've hit upon an age-old question that many men and women have wondered. Sexuality, however, is complex, and the answer is not cut and dry. Some couples who have intense sexual chemistry find that although they are attracted to each other and enjoy having sex with each other, they simply cannot spend much non-sexual time together or live together as a couple. Other couples who have intense chemistry, however, find that even if they are opposites in other ways, that their relationship is important to them in ways that matter to them, and that their differences enrich each other's lives, even if they sometimes bring discomfort, stress, or arguments. As such, we can't tell you whether your chemistry is the sign of a healthy relationship or not, though certainly it seems to reflect at least a shared interest in and desire for sexual expression and a shared experience of pleasure. Many couples struggle for months or years to become sexually compatible, and it can feel pleasurable, enjoyable, and exciting when sex seems to happen naturally between two people. Many women and men wonder whether their relationships are healthy, particularly given the various messages that we hear in the media about how to tell if a person is in a good relationship or a bad one. And yet, healthy relationships tend to have more to do with how a person feels in their relationship than whether they are similar to or very different from their partner. You didn't say what you meant by feeling opposite to your partner when you're not having sex, but it may be worth exploring how you two feel with each other as partners. For example, do you feel comfortable with each other? Are you able to communicate honestly and with care and to support each other in ways that help you both to feel valued and important? Some satisfied couples have very similar interests in terms of activities, politics, religion, family, and money. Others hold very different views on life or enjoy different activities, but they learn over time how to make a life together in spite of these differences. In fact, differences can even be helpful as they can encourage two people to learn new things about life or to consider new perspectives. A book by Dr. John Gottman titled The Relationship Cure describes how people can learn to understand more about their partner and communicate in healthy, effective ways and in spite of their differences in ways that are relationship enhancing. You can learn more about this book and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.